Hi, welcome back to Great Bible Stories for Kids. Today's episode, Go and Make Disciples, based on Matthew chapter 28. Jesus was no longer dead. He had risen just as he had said he would, and many people had seen him. Some doubted that it had actually happened, and Thomas, his own disciple, was one of them. For some reason, he had not been in the upper room when Jesus came to visit everybody, and now he refused to believe that Jesus had risen. "Unless I see in his hands the print of the nails, I will not believe," Thomas said. And he was probably jealous of the others and maybe a little hurt that Jesus had not included him in the surprise visits. Jesus knew Thomas well, and it was to help his faith grow that Jesus waited until 8 days later to show up again. "Peace to you," he said to Thomas, getting right to the point. "Reach your finger here and look at my hands, and reach your hand here and put it into my side. Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen me and yet have believed." Thomas was quite upset, but this time out of shame. "My Lord and my God," he said, as he bowed at Jesus' feet. He knew that he should not have doubted Jesus, and he was very sorry now. A little while later, Jesus appeared to a group of disciples who had gone back to Galilee to do a little fishing. Peter, James, and John were there, along with several others. This is how it happened. Early one morning, after the disciples had been out on the lake fishing all night, Jesus appeared to them on the shore. "Children, have you any food?" he called in his fatherly way. "No," they replied, not knowing that it was Jesus. "Cast the net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some," he said. And when they did as he asked, the net quickly filled with fish. In fact, they were not able to pull the net in because there were so many fish. "It is the Lord," Peter suddenly shouted and jumped into the water to swim ashore. When they all got to the beach, they found a fire already lit and fish roasting on the coals. The disciples were so happy to see Jesus. They were excited about the fish too. This miracle was very similar to the one Jesus had done for them when he first called them to be his disciples at the lake. Now Jesus broke bread and ate fish with them one last time. This was the third time that Jesus had shown himself to the disciples as a group since he had risen from the dead. After they had eaten breakfast, Jesus asked Peter, "Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me more than these?" And he looked around at all the disciples. Peter said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." "Feed my lambs," Jesus said. A second time, Jesus asked him, "Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me?" "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Peter knew that he had done wrong in denying Jesus on the night of his trial, but it still hurt to think that Jesus could not trust him. "Tend my sheep," Jesus replied. A third time, Jesus asked the same question, and a third time Peter tried to reassure Jesus that he did love him. "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." Peter wanted to cry because Jesus had asked them the same question three times. "Feed my sheep," he told Peter. Then he opened a window into the future to let Peter know what was going to happen. "When you were younger, you dressed yourself and walked where you wished. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands, and another will carry you where you do not wish to go." Jesus wanted Peter to know how much it was going to cost to be his follower, and that someday he would be crucified as Jesus had been. during the 40 days following his resurrection, Jesus appeared to many of the disciples. The Roman soldiers had been the first to see him, along with Mary Magdalene. Then he appeared to Cleophas and his friend on the way to Emmaus. He also appeared to the disciples as a group several times, to Thomas specifically, to James, and finally to about 500 of his followers in Galilee. You are witnesses of all you have seen me do, Jesus told his disciples. But wait in the city of Jerusalem until you are given power from on high. Just a few days after Jesus went back to heaven, the disciples will receive the Holy Spirit, and then they will go back out to the world to be missionaries for Jesus. Most of them would travel to foreign countries. In Jesus' name, they would cast out demons. They would speak in new tongues. They would take up serpents. And if they drank anything deadly, it would not hurt them. They would lay hands on the sick to heal them. Most would eventually die as martyrs for the gospel. Near the end of 40 days, Jesus took the 11 disciples with him to the Mount of Olives. There he said his final goodbye. It must have been a very emotional day for all of them. Most of the disciples had been with Jesus for more than 3 years now. They had seen and experienced so much with him. They had watched him heal countless people who were blind, deaf, and lame. They had seen him turn water into grape juice, multiply loaves and fish, walk on water, and raise the dead. They had seen him battle the Pharisees and temple teachers, and always he came out the winner. But now they must depart. Jesus' last command to his disciples was, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." While he was talking to them, he lifted his hands to bless them. As he blessed them, he began to ascend and was carried up into heaven. The disciples strained their eyes to catch one last glimpse of Jesus. When they could not see him anymore, two men in white suddenly appeared. "Men of Galilee," they said, "why do you stand gazing up into heaven? The same Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will so come in like manner as you have saw him go into heaven." The disciples knew that it was true. Jesus said that he would come, and now the angels said it as well. Excitedly, they hurried back to Jerusalem to wait to see what God would do for them through his Holy Spirit. Why don't we pray this morning and thank God for sending his Son to earth and thanking him now because he is ministering for us in his presence. Why don't we pray that he will return soon again? Let's pray. Thank you, Father. Thank you so much for sending Jesus, for resurrecting and for giving us the promise that he will return for a second time. Bless us as we wait. Fill us with your Holy Spirit. And let us also make disciples of all nations. Bless us now as we continue to fulfill our mission of going to make disciples. In Jesus' name, amen.